96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, the Bahamas Liquidation Center, Blissful Escape in Paradise, Fawn for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, NACAC Athletics, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation. It is a glorious, very wet, very wet Friday. We are grateful for it. We've been through enough tribulation as it relates to dry grass and dry land. And so we're grateful for that. Last night we heard an incident where someone passed away, a young lady. This morning I woke up to information indicating that one male is in custody and three females, right? So we're going to be able to find out more information, I suppose, as the day goes on. But I'm grateful to be able to be here with you guys today. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure to shout them out. Give them a big shout out. They got everything available for you guys as it relates to being able to put your marketing, your ideas, those concepts that you have in your head together. I keep saying this to you. If you got some scribbles in your head and you need professionalism being placed on that paper, give them a call, right? Just reach out to them, DaVinci'sPrinting242.com, DaVinciPrinting242.com. They can be able to assist you. Just go down there, let them know that the foundation sent you, and they can take very, very good care of you. If you got a proposal that you need to be able to put together, if you got a project that you need to do, school projects, whatever you need to do, if you got to be able to put something together for pastor's birthday, first ladies, this, whatever you got to do, they got everything available for you. They got graphic persons in-house. So you want to go and check them out, and they can be able to assist you in those areas. Guys, and make sure you check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. I tell you that all the time. I'm sure that he has the person available right now. But we've been talking about this kind of an idea where he says that he's looking for someone. Howard, we're looking for people in the administration. So if you're looking for something to do, if you look at, I don't know whether or not he's hiring persons for summer job, but go down there, check them out, 3411AFS, 3411AFS. They can be able to assist you in those areas, right? Also, I got to be able to shout out all those persons who have a birthday. So if you're celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating those particular things, happy birthday. We pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you and watch over you at this time. Guys, it is a beautiful day. I'm grateful to be here. Pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. BPL in the midst of privatization. Now, Father's Day is coming up, right? So we did a couple of things different, right? Father's Day is coming up. I didn't hear you all have no fanfare about the Father's Day. I didn't see no bunch of baskets on the side of the road. I saw crab. You need to stop. Okay, let's just be decent. I saw the crab, but I did not see, those big baskets and all the teddy bear. Well, you can't give daddy no teddy bear. He ain't one done. But anyway, as we're here today and talking about this, we have someone very special in the studio to talk to us about what she has going on in her company, Blissful Escapes in Paradise. All right? Say good afternoon to those persons, right?
Good afternoon, everyone. We will not do that bad this year.
Don't do daddy bad.
Only crab and rice tea.
Crab and rice tea. God. My God. So make sure, but you're offering something more than just crab and rice or just the traditional things. Your Griffith Escapes in Paradise is offering something. Father's time at the spa. And I think this is essential because the closest we get to the spa as fathers is when our big daughter decides to walk on our back. You understand? That's it. That's the closest we get. And so I just pray that you give us some time to do something. Say, tell the people who you are and tell them about your business.
So my name is Chanel. Business is Blissful Escapes in Paradise, and we're in the Marcos Plaza, which is out west, just before Sandyport. And we're offering three basic packages where you're getting a massage, you're getting infrared sauna, you're getting warming foot treatments, you're going to get hot stone massage, you're going to get either a bamboo massage as well and a detoxifying body scrub. So it depends on which package you want. And they're not really expensive.
And all these for daddy.
All these for daddy.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the event that daddy finds himself in this kind of a position where he can't come on a particular time, how long does these certificates last? If somebody decides to buy the certificate, how long does this special last that we could be able to come in? Because daddy's busy. Daddy's a bit busy.
For 6 months.
For 6 months.
So until the end of the year, like it can be redeemed. But the special price will be available for the rest of June until the end.
I like this. Now, in the event that, so you say these are massages specifically, is that the only thing that you actually cater to? Because daddies might need some other things done also, right? We don't talk about it, but let me know what if there's any other services that you offer.
So we offer facials, you can get a manicure, a pedicure. As simple as just coming in to do the sauna alone, it's an infrared sauna, which is a different technology from other saunas. So dad may be someone who's hypertensive, that helps to lower that. He may be someone who's diabetic. It helps to lower your sugar level as well. So it's also good for inflammation. So it's not just a matter of coming to get a massage. You can just come and treat yourself. And not just treat, it's an essential service.
You know what it is? I like the approach that you've taken to do this because the truth of the matter is that you need to convince daddy sometimes. And if you could tell him this is good for your health. No, baby, this is good for your health. It's good for, your gout. Your gout is flare up sometimes.
It's actually good for that as well.
See that? You didn't even have to try to trick him. So it's the truth.
And it's the truth. You can Google it.
This is exciting. So tell me about this technology that you have. You say you're in the Marcos Plaza out west.
Yes.
All right? Uh-huh. So when we go out west, tell us landmarks that we should be able to see just before we get to that space.
So the last roundabout, just before you hit Sandyport, there is Super Value. Wendy's, we're opposite that. And it's the Marcos Plaza.
Right there, in that plaza right there.
Yeah, so Alive is there.
Alive is there. Marcos is there. Liquid Courage is there. And you're there.
Right there.
I saw you the other day.
You come to the second elevator.
I saw that the other day. And I said, you're on the second floor?
Yeah.
I saw that the other day. And I said, I see these things here. But I've never even really considered those things, right? I saw this. You got a sort of a logo or something like that.
Yes.
Okay, I saw that. Yeah.
You can see like a massage thing going on in the window.
This is exciting stuff. I want to be able to be a part of this and feel these things. Now, listen to me. These are for daddies of all sizes, right? Let me know because...
Of all sizes, all colors.
All sizes and colors.
But you're red and handsome, so you know you get a ticket already.
Praise Jesus. You need to stop. Listen to me. I'm excited about this. I might as well tell you the truth, right? Because I'd like to be able to have a facial, and I need the mani and the pedi. Now, this ain't no little bit of pedi, right? Because this ain't no woman foot, right? Well, you know.
But you can't charge according to foot. It is what it is.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, one time ago, I had this hard foot, right? And when I was younger, right? And I wanted to get my mommy them used to do the little thing. So Grammy said, boy, what you doing? Go down to the beach and rub your foot on the rock. I can't, right? I can't rub my foot on the rock.
That's the old way.
That's the old way.
But do you know, men feet are bigger, but they're softer than women because your foot is always closed. Women wear a lot of open shoes, so our foot is harder and drier.
My gosh.
Your foot may be bigger, but it's softer.
I can't tell a woman that.
Trust me.
I can't tell a woman that. Oh, baby, your foot harder than mine. But this is exciting stuff. Guys, go down to the Marcos Plaza and get this thing taken care of for Father's Day. This is something that you definitely would need. You get your facial, you get your mani, your pedi, you get your sauna. You said, what kind of sauna? Infrared sauna.
Infrared sauna. So it's infrared. A different technology from a regular cold sauna where you actually burn fire. That technology, you have to heat the room first in order to penetrate you. The infrared panels allows a deeper penetration without oversweating you. You heat what you call internally, directly. And it helps you with boosting your immune system, detoxifying.
Is this good for, let's say for weight loss, right? He wants you to put your mic straight to your mouth, right? Let's say for weight loss, let's say I decide to, I won't be able to activate something and try to get some things up. A lot of persons, well, me, as I try to study, try to figure out, how do we boost our metabolism? And persons are starting to work out and starting to do some stuff like that. Does the infrared sauna be able to help activate those particular things if you're on a journey like this?
It does, but you'll have to sit in it for 30 plus minutes. You'll have to be in it for 30 to 45 minutes.
Is it going to be on how many times a week?
You can do it 2 to 3 times a week, but you burn 600 calories once you hit over 30 minutes.
A day? I mean, a session?
Uh-huh.
600 calories a session.
Without over sweating or overheating, because this is like an internal. It isn't like you're going to sit in something and just drip water. Internally, it's working on you.
And what about the persons who may have health issues, persons who have, like you said, diabetes, hypertension, heart issues, palpitation, all these other things like that? Does the infrared sauna, does it bother with them after a certain time, or is it all?
It doesn't. It's your tolerance of heat. It's how you can take heat, but it isn't going to do anything to you except help you.
The sauna is boiling us, my God.
No, it isn't like that because it's a different technology. Uh-huh. It's giving you what you call an internal heat, or it gives you an internal fever then. So it doesn't oversweat you. It doesn't overheat you.
Really?
And when you have, if you're sweating from internally, you're going to feel cool. That's the technology of an infrared sauna. And it helps to reduce your sugar level. It helps to reduce your blood pressure. So it's not going to work against
you. Is it the same traditional thing? We go in there and we sit in this particular, the sauna for a little while, for 30 minutes, however, and then we could come out and still be able to have the effect. It's the same traditional approach?
Same approach, but it's boosting your metabolism, so you're going to have a weight loss burn even after you're done with it.
So if I, hypothetically, let's just go, we get with a hypothetic now. And we, since we're talking about fathers, me and the fathers, all of us on one page. Mm-hmm. If we decide that we go and work out now, we hit the gym for an hour and a half, we could come to you right after the gym and sit down for another 30 minutes and we could be able to boost an additional 600 calories.
Yes, and you have to burn 3,500 calories to knock off a pound. So if you're reducing your food intake, exercising like you said, plus the sauna, you're going to have good results.
Listen, you got me very excited about these things.
Mm-hmm. And it's healthy.
I like this. I like these things like this because, you know, sometimes we do our best to kind of offer dad what we believe that he wants, right? So these kind of an ideas. But this is really health-wise, benefit-wise, and being able to keep up with what we're looking at, boosting our metabolism. Because guess what? We could start to have different conversations. Once you boost your metabolism, your estrogen coming up, I mean, your testosterone coming up, you can strengthen yourself, and then boom, you get more children.
Of course.
But this is the objective.
And more Father's Day gifts.
This is the objective. We are trying to get more children, praise God, right?
Everyone is happy.
So I like to be able to hear it. Give persons the numbers and all the information. Again, let them know exactly what you have available and how we could be able to get down to the Marcos Plaza to get this thing taken care of.
So the number is 327-BLISS or 327-2547. The cell line is 359-BLISS or 359-2547.
You have like a WhatsApp group that you send, like an event that you're doing, anything, like I'd be a part of that, and you could be able to say, this is what we're doing this month, this is what we're doing this week. Do you have something available like that?
The WhatsApp group, I set it up as each person calls, but we do have something set up already with about 50 people on it already.
Really?
And I'm going to start blasting out, like when we're doing promotions, mm-hmm. and things like that. So definitely. Once they call, I will be adding them to it.
This is very exciting. How long have you been in business and being able to do this? I see that you got your scrubs and everything on. I see that you're professional in your capacity. How long have you been doing this?
25 years.
25 years?
Yes, sir. At the Mandara Spa, that's been my one and only place of employment. Didn't leave with a problem, but I've just started this in March.
You know, I want to ask you this kind of a question because I've been looking for massage. I've always been like a big guy, right? Mm-hmm. But I've been looking for like a deep massage for a while, right? And my wife's small. She's try her hardest. She got to put all her elbow in the back. She got to jump on it, call a teacher and see if they can help, right? But sometimes I want a deeper massage. Do you offer anything like that for those particular fathers who are out there who want that deep massage?
Well, deep tissue is the only thing I know how to do. I don't know how to massage light. I have to concentrate on going light.
That's rubbing you down.
It feels like someone's just slicking you with lotion or oil. I don't do that kind of work. But if you want something lighter, I can try to adjust the pressure. But I always say the philosophy is no pain, no gain. So if you're not feeling it, it really isn't effective. So you do have to go a little bit firm in order for it to be effective.
My God.
So I got you.
This is a principle in life. Praise God, right? So guys, please be a part of this. They got everything available for you. If you want to be able to reach out to me to find out more about this, please do that. 827-0111. She was able to send me the flyer. I'll be more than happy to send that to you. That's Blissful Escape in Paradise. They got everything available for you for Father's Day. For Father's Day. So I just want to be able to talk about that. If you want to find out more about it, 327-BLISS, 327-2547, or 359-BLISS, 359-2547. We can be able to assist you in those things. Get yourself on that list. Get your deep body massage. Get your facials, your manis, your pedis, all these things. And your infrared sauna. This is important. All those persons who are out there, if you got diabetes, if you got any of these particular things that you're dealing with, but you've been looking for something to burn an extra couple of calories, if you're looking for something to be able to do this, guys, relax. It's time for us to unwind. On Thursdays, the paper is really thick. We continue to be able to hear about our brothers and sisters passing away. It's time for us to pay attention to ourselves. We've been committing ourselves to our family for a very long time. Praise God, they're good. They're good. All your children, fat, they are good. You ain't got to worry about that. Now it's time to take care of Daddy. Amen. 327-BLISS, 327-2547, or hit them up, 359-BLISS, 359-2547. Just before we get out of here, just let them know again some of the things that you have available.
So a person may not want to get a massage. They can come and get a detoxifying scrub. Our skin is our largest organ, but it's the one we neglect the most. By putting on detoxifying scrubs, you allow it to breathe. You allow the skin to regenerate. And it's going to insulate the body better and you will act better because you find that sometimes you may be constipated, you may be ill, and it's because the skin can't breathe. You can just come and get a simple treatment like that, apart from just getting a massage, a facial, or you can just come and get a back massage. We offer cupping. That's a kind of technology a lot of people don't use, but it's the reverse of massage. Instead of pushing into a muscle, you reverse a cup on it where you go opposite.
That's with the heat, and then you put the cup on it, and then it has a little... It pulls.
It's like a suction. So instead of traditional massages, you push into a muscle, which can hurt. So when you put a cup on, you're reversing the technique. You're pulling it away. So you're taking it away from the source of tension by relieving it in an opposite kind of way.
This is truly exciting. Now, I want to know about this detoxifying stuff because, you know, one of the things that you pulled to the forefront is diabetes. You start to talk about inflammation and all these things. That has a weight on your skin. Mm-hmm. A lot of persons could be able to have, whether it's eczema and other things on their skin, detoxifying your skin and being able to get this kind of a scrub is very important. My God.
People don't know it exists. They don't know it exists.
All these fellas out here with black neck, all their neck black behind their ears.
All that.
All these things can be done.
Massage used to be a rich man's sport. Used to be. It's now in Cable Beach where it's affordable for everyone. And it's not just a matter of a luxury. It's a matter of health.
And I don't think that's ever been really articulated. A lot of persons just view this from a traditional standpoint and believe that, well, this ain't for me, man. I know massage. I'm a laborer. Mm-hmm. But when you start to really think about your health, your preservation, your long life, and your sort of how you're going to be able to enrich yourself, ensure that you're comfortable moving forward, you got to think about these things.
And it's not a want, it's a need.
You got to do this.
So if you're taking care of everyone, showing up to work, paying all these bills, you have to take care of yourself. In order to be good for you.
You think your wife can let you do it?
Of course.
You think so?
Of course.
She want one too.
She wants to be on the side of you. We have a couples room. We have a couples room as well. So you can come at the same time.
She can eat the stump. This is for fathers today.
But it's not just for father. It's for the man in your life. It's also for brother, uncle. Just treat the guy in your life.
Treat the guy in your life. Mm-hmm. And it can be for your daddy also. So make sure you set your daddy up. Daddy, I know mommy stress you out. Put something together. These are great packages. Great prices. Guys, get the flyer. See exactly what's what. These things start at, you want to talk about this particular price? Right? They start at about around $200 and they go right up. But they start under $200. They start under $200.
For a complete package.
Right? Mm-hmm. And go up to about $250. But you have different packages that we could be able to set up and do some things like that. And you say that this could last 6 months.
Yes.
So if I don't get it today.
You can use it by Christmas.
I could use it by Christmas. Mm-hmm. But we could be able to use it.
Definitely.
I want to thank you so much, man. This has been absolutely enlightening. And I want to thank you so much for being able to provide us more information. Right? Somebody asked, is that like a detox?
It is a detox. massage on the whole is a detox, and it's about circulation. But when you do a scrub, you're detoxing the skin topically, which results in systemic, which is underneath the skin. And many times cancer is a big thing now. And it's been proven it's from toxins. It's what you eat, it's what you breathe, but it sits on the skin. If you do not detoxify the skin, it has nowhere to go. So you're polluting your skin by not detoxifying it.
And then on top of that, what about these topical creams and other things that people put on that detoxifying will be able to assist in a lot of ways?
It depends. If the cream has parabens in it, it's going to cause cancer. So the product line that I have is just totally organic. It's not promoting cancer. We have to start reading labels, not just for what we eat, but what we put on our skin as well.
This is exciting, man. I'm very grateful that you're talking about these stuff today. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we did something different for Father's Day. And we wanted fathers to know that you can get something a little different. I know that we've relentlessly genuflected to mothers and always provided opportunity for them. But fathers need to take the time out. Especially, we don't want y'all to just go and have all of your crab and rice and coleslaw and your macaroni and so forth and so on. Because that meal ain't really for fathers. I just want to be honest. That meal ain't for fathers. That's for mothers. Because most of us daddies ain't even want no crap.
That's for the people in the house.
That's for everybody in the house. You all trying to cheat us. But anyway, today, get something for yourself. Get this thing taken care of. Get your mani, your pedi, your infrared sauna, detoxifying position, the scrubs, all this for those persons, whether you get inflammation, whether you have diabetes, whether you have any of these conditions, you can get this thing taken care of. Get your testosterone levels up. Get your metabolism up. Get all these things done at Blissful Escape in Paradise. That's in the Marco Plaza. The numbers again, 327-BLISS, 327-2547, or give them WhatsApp call. This WhatsApp, right?
Uh-huh, WhatsApp. And we're open on Father's Day.
And you open on Father's Day?
10 to 6.
You open on Father's Day? You can be open on Father's Day.
Because that's a special day. I was open on Mother's Day.
Okay.
So I have to be open on Father's
Day. Okay, let's be decent. Praise God. I appreciate your balance. I appreciate your balance. Right? Guys, 359-BLISS, 359-2547. It has been wonderful. Now, you don't have to be a stranger. I want you to come back again.
No, I want you to come to the spa.
You're going to ask me that. I'll blow for you,
and I'm coming for you. Okay. I'll drag you down
there. Look here. I want the facial. I want the back massage thing. I want the foot
rub.
I'm
going to give you your experience, and then you can tell people how it works.
I can tell everybody. And don't worry, I tell people for three of them. All right, praise God. It's been a wonderful experience. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be able to go down there at Blissful Escape. Now, I can't come for Father's Day.
No.
Because I'm sure my wife can be doing for me.
That's not realistic, but you're going to come, though.
Praise God. I'm going to be
for
there.
The benefits, definitely.
I probably go before I go on vacation, again on summer vacation.
And the invitation is for her, too.
My wife, too? You.
Of course.
She's listening right now. Hold on. She can write that down. Come, baby. Let's go.
You give her my number. We can plug you.
All right, guys. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care. We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable, world-class clinical care is closer to you. We understand that your relationship with a primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctors Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Do Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Introducing Blissful Escapes in Paradise, a sanctuary of relaxation and rejuvenation. Step into a world of tranquility and let our experienced hands soothe your senses. Whether our luxurious massages, infrared sauna, or specialty body wraps, our treatments are designed to leave you feeling refreshed and revitalized. As a special offer for the month of June, we are featuring three special packages to pamper and spoil the amazing men in your life. Give us a call today at 327-BLISS. That's 327-2547. And indulge in a moment of serenity at Blissful Escapes in Paradise.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, in your company, the foundation. Beautiful day, grateful to be in your company, grateful to be in your space, and kind of talking about these things. It's Father's Day coming up, guys. I hope that you're prepared for it. I hope that you know exactly what's going on in this kind of a space. I just want to be decent as I say this, right? As we're talking like this, I just want to be able to talk with you and say that, you know, you can't keep pushing crab on daddies on Father's Day. Amen? Between the crab and the gift that keeps on giving, I mean, let's just be decent. My God. I mean, let's make a decision. Do something decent for daddy. Go down to Blissful Escapes. Blissful Escape in Paradise, you can be able to do that at the Marcos Plaza. Go down to those particular things. And I would shout out to your business also, right? But you ain't never called me. You ain't never called me and say nothing, and me and set nothing up accordingly. But go down to Blissful Escapes in Paradise and get those things taken care of and know how we can do that. Let's just do that. This Father's Day is going to be this weekend. I didn't see my wife say anything. Can I talk our business just a little bit? She got some things. She got some cash, right? Sent her some cash. So I said, what you doing for me for Father's Day, right? They said, I just send you the cash. So she said, oh, and you owe me money long time? I said, oh, I can't even get a dinner. So I have to go begging this weekend, go down to Coco Plum Bistro, right? Coco Plum Bistro, you can be able to do that. It's down there out west, just before you get to Lyford Key. You can be able to find out all those things. Chantel's down there. She can be able to assist us. And get great meals. They have everything set up. Beautiful environment, beautiful atmosphere. You could break bread with daddy on the outside or on the inside. You want to be able to do that. The numbers that you can be able to set up at opentable.com, or you can be able to go check him out, 677-6776, to ensure that you could do a booking and get all those things done. I might have to go check Chantel this weekend and be able to get those things taken care of. This phone is messed up, man. I don't know how to be able to... It's not doing it. Guys, but if you want to be a part of that, I think at the 12:30 hour, we're supposed to be able to have someone come into the studio and being able to talk to us about what was happening over at the Bahama Center. So we're looking forward to that and looking forward to those things. Please be a part of the conversation with us today. The numbers that you can dial in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. I see how you could be able to send the text and all the information in. We'd be more than happy to kind of grab that up and talk about those things, right? I'm interested in a lot of these things that's happening in the papers. I really am. I'm really interested in what we're seeing. BPL in the midst of privatization. Pintard questions whether or not the government's being honest on deals. The government did not violate the procurement law on the BPL reform and all this information. I just want, you know, I want to say this to Michael Pintard. The spotlight is beaming down on you. And if you play your cards right, this 15 minutes is going to be, it could be 10 years, right? In terms of not only leadership of the Free National Movement, but most definitely moving towards leadership of the country, right? But I said that I have to say that in this dispensation, in this time, that we could have access to information, that we don't have to go look through the archives for old, wet, moldy paper. We got the information accessible to us at all times. And so we're watching you. We're watching the type of questions that you pose, your posture, your passion. We're watching you. And a lot of great young persons are gravitating towards this, and they're waiting with anticipation that you would provide them with this sort of the sound that they've been looking for a long time. I just want to be decent as I say this, right? And so questions like this, Pintard questions whether or not the government's being honest on deals. In due time and due season, the rabbit will have the gun. And those questions will come back to you. And so we're hoping that the same way that you deliver that, which we expect and which we appreciate, that you could be able to receive that and provide us with the same level of transparency. That, to me, is an indication of a new day. That, to me, is an indication of a new era, a new dispensation. That, to me, is a revival and a restoration of conviction and this sort of a posture for positivity in politics. That, to me. That you could give it, but you can't take it. That shifting in that particular position, because when we ask you in a few years about why this one get this contract and why that one get that contract, is it because of their affiliation, their support from you from a political standpoint? Is it because of this? Is it because of that? These questions need to be asked. And we need to know. And you are absolutely correct. We need to know. We need to know whether or not this New Day administration is being honest with us as it relates to the deals that are being brokered on behalf of the government, on behalf of the Bahamian people, and who are the players involved. Whether there's transparency, whether there is this sort of an idea that we're moving in a particular direction and giving this sort of a facade that this is a new energy era. Yesterday, I started to tell you this, and last night I realized I didn't complete my thought. Yesterday, I started to tell you this. During a time of the pandemic, I remember the government taking on a very strategic position, a very strong position, to talk about a return to normalcy. And that's why I knew that, okay, it's over for the Minister administration. I knew it then because the language wasn't progressive. The language didn't encompass and didn't speak to the time that we were in. It was an eagerness to get back to something. How in the hell can we ever get back after everything break down? Who's talking about getting back to anything after Hiroshima? Who? And Nagasaki? Who? Who's talking about getting back to anything? After the genocide who's talking about getting back after the significant hurricane? You think Abaconians talking about getting back? No, they want to be able to rebuild better and stronger. Who's talking about getting back to normalcy? I knew that the administration was done, but they didn't know. But I knew that the language didn't just speak to former Prime Minister Minister's position. I knew that it was a mindset of the time that the old fellows, the olden guys, the supporters of the organization, those men and women who are in the position where they make money off of how things are in this country for a very long time, they need to get back so they could keep making the money the way that things are. And I realized that that administration, the former administration, and I don't want to blame them as individuals, but I believe that it is an overarching mindset that exists in this time. I just want to be decent as I say this. And I looked at this and I said to myself, they have a responsibility to ensure that their friends, their families, and other persons who have been making money in this country for a very long time retain that position. And if they don't know about technology, they have to identify the strategic persons in the tech world and be able to pull them, forge companies, forge this, forge that, to ensure, watch me, to ensure that they could still get a piece of the pie. That is the nature of politics and business in this country. And it's a sad thing that the entire country have to hold on and wait and tell those juggernauts, those proverbial dinosaurs, in many ways and instances, who have had businesses blooming and blossoming in this country from a traditional standpoint for a very long time, they themselves had to wait until they understood the technology, understood these things, and now the country could move forward. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that depressing? For the young people who presented concepts and ideas to as NGOs and forging relationship with NGOs to assist the NGOs, for young people who came to the government and pitched them concepts and ideas for new for businesses, for technologies, for this, for that, and the government rejected them, steadily rejected them. And you saw the competent authorities stand behind the stage and say, watch how you're going to these companies. You forget this thing. You forget that I have not forgotten these things. I was one of these people who was calling and say, listen, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? What? And then I heard from the competent authority, hey, don't go to nobody else unless we certify them. We identify them. And he stood behind his podium and being able to call strategic companies names and companies who have failed. These companies failed. They didn't know the technology. They didn't know any of these particular things. The only thing they had was proximity to government and relationship with the government, many of them. They didn't know anything. And so our country has been left behind. And so you had to scrap that concept and look abroad for the ideas that exist there and to bring them home. So now we champion the cause of what Samaritan's Purse could do for us. We champion the cause of World Kitchen. We champion the cause of all these persons coming over here. And you fail to understand that local people had relationships internationally, could do the exact same thing, but you overlook them. How can y'all ever expect young people to support you and to eat? My God, our children don't eat shepherd needle. We cannot blend grass and pour it down the children's throat. They are not giraffes. We got to feed them. We got to send them to school. We got to put gas in our cars. But y'all fail to realize that. But you seek support of young people. Why? We have to have conversations like this. And so it only goes back to what we've said about Pintard. And to see Allen's position to indicate that it's going to be FNM, Pintard, to his position and to all those persons who are enthusiastic to being able to support him, there must be sustainability. That's it. There must be a sustainability of, one, the momentum that has just been built within the Free National Movement to be able to move forward, and two, about this sort of an idea for a new Bahama land. Not a new day, a new Bahama land where conviction is reintroduced to our spaces. Let's talk about that. I got to take this last commercial break before we get out of here. And I want you to be able to hear something when we're coming back. So let me take this commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Introducing Blissful Escapes in Paradise, a sanctuary of relaxation and rejuvenation. Step into a world of tranquility and let our experienced hands soothe your senses. Whether our luxurious massages, infrared sauna, or specialty body wraps, our treatments are designed to leave you feeling refreshed and revitalized.
As a special offer
for the month of June, we are featuring three special packages to pamper and spoil the amazing men in your life. Give us a call today at 327-BLISS. That's 327-2547. And indulge in a moment of serenity at Blissful Escapes in Paradise.
Looking for a breakfast that will wake up your taste buds and kickstart your day? Well, Burger King NASA has got you covered with the new Angry Sandwich. Made with fluffy eggs, melted cheese, jalapenos, a spicy sauce, and your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon on a warm croissant. Make it a combo and add our signature hash browns and your choice of coffee, tea, or orange juice for a great way to start your day. Spice up your breakfast with the new Angry Sandwich combo only at Burger King NASA.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road too.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Beautiful day, Friday, overcast day, rainy, wet outside. Guys, please be careful. I want you to hear something before we go off to our 1 o'clock news. It's not to talk about tradition. It's not to talk about the identification of the position that we're in and the importance of being able to understand that the tools that we used in yesteryear are not the tools that are going to take us to the future that we envision. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to let you hear this small clip from none other than the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe.
The story of Samson is a well-known story, but there's a verse in that entire story where Samson killed 1,000 Philistines. That statement changed my life, and it's about generations. It says that when Samson was out in the desert one day, 1,000 soldiers came up against him to kill him. Samson had no weapons or nothing. And then Samson saw in the sand a dry jawbone of a donkey.
Yeah.
Samson went over, picked up the jawbone, he shook off the sand, took a deep breath, and he moved toward the 1,000 soldiers. And Samson began to work. And every time he swung, someone fell. There was blood everywhere, I'm sure. And that white jawbone of a donkey turned soaked red. And the Bible says that when Samson was finished, there was 1,000 soldiers dead on the desert sand. He was the only one standing breathing. But that's not the part that changed my life. What changed my life, it says that afterwards, now don't forget this statement, very important statement. It says, then Samson threw away the jawbone. Now that's an important statement, because anytime something worked, we like to keep it.
Come on.
You know, if Samson had used the jawbone in 2006, 2005, in our generation, when something works, what we do with it, the first thing we do is we patent it. And then after we patent it, we begin to merchandise it, manufacture it, and we begin to trade it. In other words, we begin to sell it. And could you imagine Samson calling it Samsonite? the weapon.
Yeah.
And he could have sold this jawbone as a military weapon that worked. It actually worked. It killed 1,000 men. So he could have actually said on the package, killed 1,000 Philistines. And he could have traded it. Everybody say trade.
Trade.
Say it again, trade.
Trade.
See, whenever you take something and you package it and you trade it, it is called tradition. A tradition is something that worked, it was good,
yeah.
It was effective, but when you finish with it, you gotta throw it away.
Yeah.
I believe what happens is sometimes one generation that experienced a certain anointing of God try to trade it to the next generation.
Come on.
But they forget that the anointing was not in the jawbone, it was on the jawbone. Yeah. But when the anointing leaves the jawbone, you gotta throw the jawbone away. God's gonna use some things in our generation that he didn't use in our parents' generation. We gotta remember to tell our parents, we gotta throw some things away, not because it was bad, but the anointing has left it. Don't ever get caught with what God used to use.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to kind of put that in your hearing. We're going to have to continue to have conversations about this kind of a trade and tradition, this traditional concept of the tools that were used in yesteryear with the expectations to carry us to the future that we envision. Absolutely impossible. And that's what I'm talking about. Political archaeologist needs to stop. You look good and decent, articulate and insightful, but every sweep of that proverbial broom and little paintbrush that you use to be able to dig up those dead bones doesn't speak to where we are now. It doesn't speak to where we need to go in the future. And if you need to get gone and get sent away, the same way where the tradition needs to be sent away, we got to do that. But we got to come to a collective determination in this country as a people to understand that the tools of yesteryear, whilst they were effective for the time that they existed, they cannot work now. Let me take this commercial break, guys. Get to news and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, in your company, The Foundation, here on this beautiful Friday, a little overcast, like I said to you. Grateful to be in your space, grateful to be in your place, and kind of talking about these things. I'm hoping that I'm at least provoking some thoughts in your mind to understand, whilst we accept, genuflect, and always acknowledge the traditions that got us to the position that we're in, it's time for us to do something new. It's time for us to kind of move towards the future. I want you guys to participate in this segment that we got going on right now. The Aphorism Bank, the Afro XM Bank, their annual meeting's being held right now at the Bahama. And we heard a lot of things about that. You can actually look in the newspaper today. You can be able to see the Prime Minister Davis greets President of Ghana, Dr. Ali, and being able to do those particular things. And the Minister of Barbados, Mia Motley, she's in that particular space at the Aphorism Bank annual meeting at the Bahama yesterday. So we see that some things are going on. I'm grateful to be here with none other than Kendra Bowe, who's always here talking to us about. Kendra, we ain't see you in a little while. I might as well tell you we ain't see you in a little while. It's good to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, she's adorned in all her African print today, looking absolutely gorgeous. Maybe because it's her birthday. Happy birthday to you. You thought it was going to tell you. happy birthday to you. And we're here with none other than Dennis Percival, Percy, how do you pronounce your last name?
Kweku.
Yes. Sorry. Kweku. So we're here talking with him and talking about that. Percy, can you introduce yourself? Let persons know who you are, where you're from, what your country is, and how do you find yourself to the Bahamas at this time?
Thank you, my friend. And thank you for hosting me today.
Absolutely.
My name is Dennis Percival Kweku. My local name is Kojobu Smithy. I come from Ghana. I have a family of a boy, a girl, and my wife, my beautiful wife, who is a lecturer at the Cape Coast University. Mm-hmm. I come from Africa.
You come from Africa?
Yes. And I came straight to Bahamas from Africa. In Ghana, I'm the chairman for National Premise Fuel. The Premise Fuel is the fuel that a fisherman uses to go to sea. That is on the marine side. And again, those on the lake side and the river side, they use it to do fishing and transportation.
The fuel.
So I'm in charge of that in Ghana. So that's the government side. Again, I'm a member of parliament candidate for the good people of Elmina.
How much persons in your constituency?
About 200,000.
20,000?
200,000, yeah.
200,000?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And so so when is your elections?
It's December. December 7th, yes.
Oh, man, you're supposed to be campaigning right now.
Yes.
You're supposed to be on the ground campaigning.
But this trip is important. I need to speak to my brothers and sisters in the diaspora.
And I wanted to talk to you about that too. Yeah. What is the significance of this trip here? I think we've been talking very casually over the years with the relationships that we've had, both locally, with regionally, and finding significant relationships in South Africa, West Africa, and just having conversations about the possibilities in the future. What does this gathering mean? Is this a step towards really solidifying that relationship? Is this a step towards bringing to light the vision that we had of being able to unify throughout the diaspora? Talk to me about it.
You are certainly right. This meeting going on, I call it a revolution. It's a revolution of African descent, the black, race coming together in the area of cooperation, in the area of complete benefit, in the area of us bringing what we call absolute unism amongst us. And that can only be achieved when we travel here to engage with our people, because everybody here is a descendant from the African region.
Yes.
And so it is imperative for us to be here to meet the country, to meet the people, and most importantly, all the colleagues from the Caribbean coming together, meeting Africa. I call the home. Mm-hmm. Because anybody who sits here is not your home. Your home is far away, Africa, that you need to come and see your people. Of course, you are here because of job. That is how I see it. But the home is there. Come and see your people. And so, by way of actually integrating ourselves, meeting, trying to unite, it's also a good omen for us to see ourselves as one people. It's also a good omen for us to disabuse the kind of notion that our brothers and sisters hold here. Because if you talk about the past, what you know or what you've heard, the kind of fiction that you read about, I tell you, it's not the case.
I want to know about a few things from you. There has been, over the course of maybe a decade or maybe even a little more now, this sort of open invitation to blacks the world over to be able to come back, to find citizenship, to find a space. There's an opportunity that exists for you in Africa, more specifically in Ghana.
Yes.
I'd like to know, is there formality from a governmental standpoint that says our doors are open to all persons in the diaspora that wishes to come back home? Is that something that the government is saying from an official standpoint, or is that private partners and other organizations who wish to kind of connect with the Caribbean, connect with America, connect with these particular spaces?
Yes, I mean, the government of Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo has showed the way. He believes strongly that we must unite as black nation. That is why when he took power, his first preoccupation is to unite the Caribbean and Africa. And he is not doing that for doing sake, because he is a descendant of Kwame Nkrumah. Kwame Nkrumah, who happens to be our first president, and who happens to be the champion of Pan-Africanism. Nkrumah's vision was to unite Africa. He studied in the U.S., but he came home just to unite every black nation. And so, President Akufo-Addo believes strongly that if you are in the Caribbean, if you are in the Americas, if you are in Europe, and you are an African descent, you got there through slavery, okay? And so everybody is entitled to get that dual citizenship. And he himself is ready to sign at it at any day, any time. And he grants it as and when the people, you know, choose to do so.
One of the major things that we have and that we see throughout the black diaspora, throughout blackdom, right? One of the major things that we see is that there is plenty creativity, plenty innovation, plenty ideas, plenty passion, that blacks lead the way, but they don't have the capital. What we've seen right now with the Afro-XM Bank being able to take on such a significant position, and we heard our government indicating that there is a significant relationship in terms of an investment that would be made financially and being able to ensure that they could empower this region so we can take charge of some things. Has various states, and let's talk Ghana, has Ghana and other states, other countries in Africa taken on this position to understand that money is power? And for us to unite, there needs to be a constant source for black people throughout the diaspora to tap into capital to change things. Is these the type of conversations that are happening? Because if you want to see true unity, you have to give me a way to grab some money so I can empower myself, empower my family, and don't have this sort of an allegiance to yesterday, but look forward to tomorrow.
That is so, my brother. That is why you need to go to the Bahamas and listen to yourself. When you look at this conference, the emphasis is on trade and investment. When you look at it, the conference is also trying to encourage the Caribbean to have a common payment system. And that payment system, in Africa we call it the PAPS, that payment system is the real game changer. Because if the payment system is in our local currencies, we don't have to do any exchange.
This is heavy what you're saying right now. This is heavy what you're saying. Because the first thing that popped up in my mind was, from a European standpoint, we've heard over the years the G7 nations, right?
Yeah.
From a European standpoint, we've heard about sort of a new world order, right?
Yeah.
One nation, right? And yeah. One God, one of these particular things. And one of the things that popped out is one money. Yeah. Are you saying to me that as black people, right? As blacks throughout the diaspora, that's kind of peppered throughout the world, that there could be an opportunity of being able to identify one currency that we could be able to move from one place to another and empower ourselves? Talk to me about it.
Okay, my brother, I don't have to jump from the vision of the leaders of Afroism, but I am telling you on authority that what I have heard and learned, if this payment system goes through, it will open our individual economies, it will open the kind of trade and cooperation that we want to happen between the Caribbean and Africa, and by so doing, we will in the future anticipate a common currency. I don't have to be told that in the future, if all the fundamentals are correct, making sure that we are able to do A, B, C, D, my brother, you don't need to be told that the black man is indeed capable of saying his own affairs.
This is an exciting thing. This is truly exciting. Kedra, I want you to be able to jump in here. I know that you've had an opportunity to be able to be down to the conference, and you had a great opportunity to be able to have conversations with them. You also have your own African name. You don't want to talk about that. But you got everything here. So talk to me about what's happening, what you've been hearing on the ground, and let persons know what they can be excited about.
Yes, thank you, Howard. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Yes, I do have my own African name. I actually went to Ghana like 2018. When I went, Debbie Bartlett actually was being honored in a women's conference that they were actually having at the time. And so there was a contingent of us that actually went down. That would have been my first time to Africa, went to Ghana. And just as Minister Percy said, come home, that was the feeling when I went there. It was like I was home. I saw the same trees as we were driving through, the same trees you see on the island. Same trees as you were driving through. They got, you like your food, you like your food. So they had one rice called jollof rice, which is very similar to peas and rice. Still could get your fried plantain. And so the food was very similar to our food. So it was like, you know, there were certain foods that were a little different.
You was home.
But I felt like I was home. And so that was a wonderful experience in terms of to have. And then with the event that was actually taking place, there were, you know, local chiefs and, you know, and stuff like that who was there. So you got to see, I got to see a different side of Africa than we usually see displayed in the media. You know, sometimes when they show Africa, they show the children with the flies and, you know,
50
asking,
cents a day.
Yes, asking for money and all of it. And when I went there, it was like, you know, that wasn't what I saw. I was so pleasantly surprised, thoroughly enjoyed the experience. The area that Minister Percy actually is his hometown and where he's campaigning, there's a place there, and I'll let him share a little bit more on that, the Elmina Castle, which is where the time during slavery where they took you. And so we actually went through the dungeon, went through the whole experience, and then they show you where there's this path that they call it the point of no return. So when you walk through there, you're going out to the slave ships. And so there's no coming back after that. And he said something very powerful because we had a meeting with Dr. Higgs yesterday at her school. And he said, when you go to the Elmina Castle and you go, you know, walk through it, you need to let someone take your picture. And I'll let him explain, you know, exactly what he means by that. But yeah, it was a very enlightening experience. And it was one that I feel that all of us in the diaspora need to have.
Wow.
Yeah, we need to go back home and to experience it. And I think from the conference, some of what we are hearing, one of the things that was mentioned yesterday was about Mansa Musa, who was the richest, not just the richest black man in history, but he has been hailed as the richest man in history, period, based on what his wealth and what he owned. And when they translate that today in terms of currency, he is still hailed as the richest man in history. And they did a sort of reenactment of his the route he would have taken, his wealth and all of it. And basically what they were saying is, if he could have done that back then, why cannot we recreate that now? So this conference is very important because it's something that we heard a lot from. I think, you know, you'd hear the Rastas when they would talk about repatriation. And sometimes, you know, because it's Rastas, we shut it down and, you know, going, what y'all talking about? And, you know, the whole Pan-Africanism and everything. But I think that what is so important about it is that it ties into our identity in terms of as people of color. And when you have a healthy sense of identity and who you are, where you came from, that our identity did not start with slavery. We came from a nation of kings and queens. And so to see the chiefs when I went there, to see, you know, their stature, the whole essence, like I was in all my glory just to have that experience. In terms of just seeing it and being around it. Even today, when you look at main media, when they talk about royalty, what do we hear about? We hear about Great Britain's royalty. We hear about Prince Charles, King Charles and Prince William and all of it. And yet there is royalty that still exists in Africa today.
Yeah, because we contrast it to the condition. mm-hmm. to the conditioning.
Yes.
We contrast what we can see to the conditioning that's been embedded in our minds.
Yes.
So if we show up in Africa, we show up in Ghana, we see these persons who are identified locally in an elevated position, we contrast that instantaneously to what we've been doing. Oh, how come they don't have the big cars? Or how come they don't have this? Or how come they don't have these particular mm-hmm. things? And because of that, we diminish their position but don't understand the value
yes.
that these particular persons are holding. And Percy, I want to actually, that Minister Percy, because I hear calling Minister Percy, I want to be able to ask you whether or not we've taken on this kind of a position to be able to educate, to enlighten the Black persons in the Western world and let them know that, hey, beyond this conditioning that America has given you, this is where your roots lie. This is where your empowerment really is. This is what it means to be Black in this day and age. Talk to me about it.
My brother, I thank you once again. It is quite disheartening to know some of this negative thought that, you know, has been embedded in the minds of our brothers and sisters in the diaspora. What Africa stands today, it stands for opportunity. Africa has always been the gateway of opportunities. Yes, in the past, we lacked certain technology, and so the white man came in to steal our natural resources. Thank God we still have them in abundance. And so the question I want people to ask, especially people who are here in the diaspora to ask, is that, yes, they sort of, you know, give certain fiction that Africa is A, B, C, D. But where do they get the cocoa to be able to do or prepare or produce chocolate? Where do they get gold? Where do they get oil? All these good things come from Africa. Wow. And so, yes, all these good things come from Africa. Where do they get the best agriculture stuff in terms of, you know, fruit and all that? Every good thing that you enjoy in the Western world comes from Africa.
Wow.
But because what you have seen here, knowing what you know, they believe that if they reopen your mind, you will go home. And then when you go home.
So this conditioning
yes.
is to condition us away from true empowerment.
Absolutely.
To get back home.
Absolutely.
This is bananas what you said right now.
Yes.
I enjoy having this kind of a conversation. You got to let me take this commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live and in full effect. If you want to be able to join us in conversation, do so. The numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720 or hit me up 422-4796. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
I just said this to you.
Foundation.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today through 2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian, we've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Introducing Blissful Escapes in Paradise, a sanctuary of relaxation and rejuvenation. Step into a world of tranquility and let our experienced hands soothe your senses. Whether our luxurious massages, infrared sauna, or specialty body wraps, our treatments are designed to leave you feeling refreshed and revitalized. As a special offer for the month of June, we are featuring 3 special packages to pamper and spoil the amazing men in your life. Give us a call today at 327-BLISS, that's 327-2547, and indulge in a moment of serenity at Blissful Escapes in Paradise.
Attention pizza lovers, Marco's Prince Charles has the deal of the summer for you. Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10. You heard right, just $10. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today.
This amazing carryout
available for a limited time and only at Marco's Prince Charles. This is a deal you don't want to miss because everything's better with Marco's.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further. Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals. Extra,
extra. Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello, hello. This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, here with none other because I'm going to ask you about your name again, right? Dennis Percival Kweku. Kweku.
Honorable. Yes.
Honorable Dennis Percival Kweku. Minister Percy, I'm grateful to be in your company today. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than the birthday girl is here with us, Kendra Bo, being able to celebrate her birthday adorned in all her African paraphernalia and her hair cascading down her back as she celebrates another 16th birthday. She needs to stop, right? As she celebrates another 16th birthday. But we're here talking, and we're talking good, man, because I like to have these kind of a conversation. I don't think the conversations get anywhere. We have had Minister Farrakhan. We have heard Dr. Conan West. We have heard local leadership. We've heard international leadership, regional leadership, all talked about the necessity for unification, the necessity for being able to unite our positions. But the one constant factor, the one element that continues to be able to have us fractured is money, is capital. Because creativity exists, but we don't have the capital to do it. There has been significant relationships forged with China over the course of time, even in Africa, certain parts of Africa, especially within the Caribbean, as they're doing this, the Silk Road Project, the Belt and Road Project, and being able to do these things. Now, we're finding ourselves in this position as to being able to genuflect to the places that give us money. If you're saying to me, Minister Percy, if you're saying to me that not only this conference is sort of the platform to kick us off to the position of empowerment, true empowerment, and having a conversation about financial endowment and empowerment from that particular standpoint, if you're saying these things to me, it seems that in due time and due season, there should be a shifting. There should be a shifting from this sort of an idea to looking at European standards, to looking at Eastern standards, Asian standards and other standards, back to where we have come from as a people, back to our homeland. Is that the expectation?
Absolutely. Absolutely, my brother. Absolutely. Let me come in a little bit. If you look at what is happening now, the emphasis of what you are talking about is us coming together through trade and investment. So if we're able to trade among ourselves, if I'm able to bring my gold here, if you're able to bring your natural resources or whatever to Ghana and other African nations, and then the white man comes to, you know, buy from us as a finished product, that is where the money is. Okay?
Wow.
Okay. Everything that we have are mostly in its raw state. And the kind of experience that you have gained here, or garnered here, the kind of investment that you see is quite is different from what we also see. But when the two of us team up together and we sell among ourselves, the money that we are looking for to do other huge projects in our respective sub-regions will be cash that too will you know actually stay with us, because if the profits I make in terms of investment I make that profit from you, and the profit that you make also you make it from me, that profit, that cash flow will be between the two of us.
I want to ask you this question. Now, we have been very pleasant in terms of the structure of this, but there are some issues that exist between the diaspora, that exist foundationally within who we are. Maybe it goes back to the fact that many of us see ourselves as kings, many of us see ourselves as queens, and the subservience doesn't exist within us. So the defiance to unify, the defiance to be able to subject ourselves to the leadership of another man creates this sort of a space where there's turmoil. Let me quantify what I'm saying. From a Middle Eastern standpoint, there has always been men traveling to the Middle East, whether for the silk, the gold, so forth and so on, despite the fact that this existed in Africa. And the reason they have done that is because of organization, is because of a very clear understanding that this is the chief executes these particular concepts, and these are the Indians, quote unquote. There was always structure from a Middle Eastern standpoint. When we find ourselves in Africa, the only thing that we've seen and was able to see over the course of time is that you're unifying to ensure that you take care of yourself to the point that you would sell your brothers and sisters to slave trade to empower yourself and empower your families. Now, in this new generation, new dispensation of organization and pulling things together and unifying, is there a structure? Is there a structure designed to ensure that there is an orderly approach to executing these things for sustainability, for consistency, and for that sort of an idea that this could live well on into the future? Talk to me about it.
My brother, let me quickly chip in what you said, you know, in your presentation. The issue of slave trade, my brother, I am telling you on authority, nobody was sold from Africa.
We were stolen.
It was stolen. They took our people by force. Because, you see, these are the fiction that a lot of people hold.
I like
that
this.
That I want to disseminate that fiction.
I like this.
The truth is that when the white man came, and I'm saying this on authority because this whole thing happened, first of all, in my hometown of Elmina. The first castle built in sub-Saharan Africa was that of the Edmir castle. And it's the biggest. Okay? And that is where the original slave trade took place. Our people were forced, were coerced. Okay? And then, because we don't, our people then don't understand the language. First, Portuguese came. Second, the Dutch came. Third, the British came. Three different languages. Our people don't understand the language. So when they see that they are pulling our people by force, they have to fight them. Our people never. Because you see, when you give birth, traditionally, if an African you give birth, your child is your everything. You want to keep your child closer to your chest. It is even day to day. Me, my boy and girl, I hold them in high esteem. So how can I sell my child? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And you see, this activity going on, it's an eye-opener for everybody. Now, let me also talk about, you know, so let's digest the fiction. Now, we didn't understand the language. So how can we treat? We don't understand the language. Okay, that is first. The second, when they realize that the African is more deviant, more aggressive in what they are doing, they stopped and they brought in Christianity.
Mm.
Because they realized that with Christianity, looking at the aggressive nature of the African, the Christianity will help them to calm down.
Mm. Mm.
And then when they brought the Christianity and they realized that they cannot continue with the slave trade, they have to find another ways of stealing and cheating the African nation. What they did is to put gun in the hands of us, the Africans, to fight among ourselves.
Mm. Which is still happening right now.
Which is, some are still, you know, they are still manipulating. Because we don't manufacture guns.
No.
So, I am here to disabuse this notion that our people were sold. No. On the contrary. We love our people. I come from Elmina. You can Google and see. That is where the actual civilization of the black nation happened. And it was not for nothing that Kwame Nkrumah, of blessed memory, the first president of Ghana, championed, you know, this unism of African communities. The Organization of African Unity, AU, now the African Union, is the brainchild of Kwame Nkrumah.
Mm-hmm.
From Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
He schooled in Elmina. His first wife is from Elmina. And today, as a descendant of Elmina, I am telling you this. Our people were deceived.
Wow.
Anybody here who holds that notion that indeed our people sold them, it wasn't true. It's palpable falsehood. And that, this is a time that you should come home to see things for yourself.
Okay. So tell me about this now, because beyond the fact that many of us have not traveled to Africa, we have sort of identified, we take on this sort of a notion. When there's something happening in our society and it goes contrary to what we want to say, we say, well, Bahamian people always do this. Or black people always do this, right? I'm sure you hear the same thing in Ghana. We generalize this concept when there's an issue. And so this generalization has placed us in the position where many persons, not all of us, many persons where I cannot yield to the rulership of another black man in this particular stead because he may not have this sort of a vision. I ask that, I preface that by being able to ask this question. Who are we identifying as the proverbial Moses, the proverbial leaders that can articulate a vision, not only for now, but well into the future, that can unify the diaspora, pull them together, and move them in accordance to this sort of an idea for growth and development?
That is what, in my earlier submission, I said, that this conference that you're seeing is an evolution. It's an evolution that everybody should cast his mind towards what is happening now, because if these things go through, the entire unism that we are so much desperate for with respect to black communities will emerge.
I love it.
So if everybody puts his mind to it, then we are in a comfortable way of achieving the most important thing that the black race needs urgently is the unism.
I love that.
And so,
I got a telephone call. Okay. I'm going to let you finish. Go right in.
And so, every black person must realize that our freedom is eventually coming. Our freedom of knowing that indeed we were coerced, indeed that we were manipulated, indeed that we were stolen. But let me, my brother, let's even think about it. Even in that trade, the people that they brought to Bahamas, for instance, they decided to mix the people because they know that in Africa we have different languages.
So they mixed us.
Wow. They mixed us.
Wow.
They mixed us because they didn't want most group, one particular tribe
together.
Together. It was intentional.
That's a principle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because if you're united,
yes.
Mm-hmm. If you speak one language,
absolutely.
You could take out anything.
Absolutely.
And so they had to be able to break this up.
Absolutely.
This is Heavy with Justin. Let me take a telephone call. Guys, the lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. We're here with Minister Percy, none other than Kendra Bo. Call on the line. Go ahead. Callers, we're here live in full effect. If you want to be able to join us, please do so. There's another caller on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Turn your radio down. Go ahead.
Hello, you can hear me?
Yeah, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening and I'm very attentive because I've been talking to, I'm 42 years old, I've been talking to a few of my friends in my generation and explaining to them how the winners of wars are the ones who create history. And we have been lied to a lot as black people, as Negroes, we have been lied to a lot and told different stories. And I'm appreciative of your guest today.
Yes.
Explaining the situation that's down in Africa. And there's also something out there saying that Africans don't want other, like, African-American or other persons from the Caribbean to come back to Africa. And I think he explained that that's not true. You know, and I really appreciate that.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that and being able to do that. We started this kind of a conversation off very clearly. I told you about a dream that I had from I was 13 years old, a dream that I swam to Africa. I never forgot this dream. I swam to Africa and I felt like I wasn't welcomed, right? As a child, I dreamt this. The atmosphere was charged with this sort of an idea that where you saw racism, they say, go back home. But you'd hear that, okay, you don't have a home. There's a lot of persons in this region who don't necessarily identify and understand where their home is. But now this language that you speak, now there's sort of an idea that you're opening up your hearts, opening up your doors, opening up your arms in trade, in opportunities for to live in dual citizenship, and even the potential of being able to unify and strengthen ourselves from a capital standpoint. It says to me that you've come to this kind of an idea needs to be quashed entirely. This idea that there is separation, there is segregation needs to be quashed entirely. That more specifically, Ghana has opened its doors to anyone who want to be able to be a part of that. Talk to me about it.
Because that is where the slavery trade started. My friend, you see, that dream that you had, I am not a priest. I am not a spiritualist. But what my forefathers told me, when you have such kind of dreams, is that they want you to push a little further. That attitude is the coward attitude of an African person. You have to break that barrier. Your instinct, you must break that barrier. The home is await you. You have to go home.
I had another dream as an adult going to Africa doing what I do now.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was there.
Yeah.
It's two dreams.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how the hell I get in Africa.
Yeah.
Let me take an next telephone call. I'm telling you, let me take an next telephone call. Call on the line, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Howard.
Good afternoon, man. What's happening with you?
This is a very timely conversation you have.
I appreciate you, man.
Alluding to what you speak about earlier, about the neo-colonial agenda.
Yes.
This is why a lot of Bahamians still do not believe in the African diaspora. And you know why? Because 550 years of whitewash and brainwash, miseducation, is why it'll still take a little time more for behemoths to believe in the African black man diaspora. Let me explain something to you. I hope I don't get in trouble for this. The Ukraine, US, Russia proxy conflict has exposed the reality of this. And had this not happened, Africa will not find the nerve to step forward. The European agenda is to colonize Africa one more time, considering the new technology that they have, the resources that Africa has. They know now how to mimic it and how to exploit it for their best interests. I thank God that this conflict between, this proxy conflict has happened, because what it does and what's going to happen, this has to settle in a negotiation or a balance. This cannot be fully the U.S. and its allies' victory.
Yeah, but you see, one of the things that you're stating is that you're happy that it happened. The question I have for you before you go, because I got to let you go, the lines are lit right up. The question I have for you, do you believe that we have come to the point of that kind of a post-Damascus experience, that the scales have dropped off our eyes and we're liberated to see what we need to see, embrace that, and move forward?
That's what it is. That's why I say it's happy, because if it didn't happen, you have people like Burkina Faso, Mali, all these other countries would broke away and has taken over the affairs of their country had not Russia and China stepped forward. They are actually affecting, look at France. France was colonized in 12, World War One, World War II, when the Germans destroyed France. How is it that France could still have control of parts of Africa and the Francophone could still be people trading and buying and trading in the U.S. dollar? So really this is making the Europeans rich and the black man poor.
So this is the time for liberty. This is the time for liberalization. This is the time for not only being able to break the shackles of where we have been from a slave trade standpoint, even in our minds as slaves, but it's time for really being able to liberate ourselves and unify again. And this is what I see, putting your money where your mouth is. Is that what this is? Is that what we're seeing right now with this particular conference and persons coming together? We are putting not only words together to be able to cast a vision, but we're putting our monies where our mouth is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think he said something, one second, Minister, when he was talking earlier, he spoke about Kwame Nkrumah, and then he spoke about the current president, Nana, being a direct descendant of Kwame Nkrumah. And so that vision that Kwame had, he's now carrying out.
But the first thing that popped up in my mind when you say that is that that vision, that passion, it runs through his DNA.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And there is an expectation that it has to show up.
Let me come, even though Nana's president was president before, Nana's father was president, Nana, when he started as a young person, Nana rather believed in Kwame Nkrumah's ideology. Even though his father and Kwame Nkrumah were in the same party, before the independent, they split it and Kwame won. Yet Nana believes in Kwame Nkrumah. He thinks like Kwame Nkrumah. That is why he's the only president who's championing this in the whole of African sub-region. And this whole slave trade, you know, happened only in Ghana.
Wow.
Only in Ghana that it started.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't forget
that we used to have what you call the Songhai Empire, the Mali Empire, the Ghana Empire, and all that. You see, Africa was like that. It was run by those empires, and we split it.
I feel like if life is cyclical, this cycle that we talk about, but even though we've moved away from it, we're getting back to this.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get back to it.
So you need a passionate person, like my president, to drive the wheel.
I like this.
And he started this immediately he became president in 2017. He brought what we call the year of return, that he extended invitation to all African diaspora to come home. After that event, he said, what next? Beyond the return.
Is that Ethiopian airline? Did you come on that?
Was it? No, I didn't come.
Because the conference has not just persons from Ghana, but throughout Africa.
Africa, yeah.
So it's actually uniting African countries.
Yeah, we're going to need to get some tickets on that so I can come home. So let's just be
No, we can arrange. With time, I'm told that after this conference, Ethiopian Airlines can want to fly direct here.
I'd
in the Caribbean, yes.
Yes.
I'd love
so,
that.
You see?
Yes.
What is happening, my brother? I said it's a revolution. And you know what revolution means?
Yes.
Anybody who knows revolution knows that something miraculous is going to happen. And when that thing happens, the long-awaited unism that we so much desire of will emerge.
Let me take one more telephone call. Say no more telephone calls. Listen, Minister Percy, I want to thank you for the time that you've given me to talk about these things. I got a couple of texts that says they wanted to talk about, let me see if I can read one or two of that. It says, yes, amen, my brother. It says, you are out of line. This is obviously me. You're out of line for assuming that Africans were sold, Africans sold Africans. That is brainwashing to the enemy of and the slave master. This is a text that's coming through. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to say is that, yes, you peoples of the Americas have been lied to, period. This is a text that's coming through. So a lot of persons are really engaged in these conversations. Yes. It says, Howard, your guest is encouraging segregation. And as a mixed race person, I take offense to that. Your guest is insinuating that my grandmother, the white man, the white man has exploited my grandfather, the black man. Imagine if Caucasians talk like this, and where would we be? Like me as a mixed child going on to Africa or to Europe? These are questions that persons have. This is a text that's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the perpetuation of segregation, or this is the empowerment of a specific race?
I take exception to the segregation issue that he raised. What I am telling our brothers and sisters in the diaspora is the fact and the truth. I don't want anybody to get offense, but we have to speak to the truth of what actually happened. And I am from there, who has flew here to tell you what actually happened. And most importantly, it happened in my home. And so, we are not, or I am not saying that indeed black man should take a knife or a gun to shoot at a white man. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that black race, we have to come together. We must know our root, and that the notion that they have that we sold them, we did not sell them, but rather they took us, our people, by force.
Is there always this sort
and
of
we agitated.
Is there a fear that this will be a sort of the reemergence of apartheid, this kind of an idea that there will be, after the empowerment of a black man, that we will run all the white people out of the... Is this the mindset that still exists in this space? I'm flat out of time. I just had to ask that question.
I know.
You know? Okay, you come in.
I just want to say this because I've had some interaction, Howard, with persons from South Africa, white South Africans, and that is how they feel as it pertains to current day South Africa, that because now the black man has power, that now they are suffering from racism and that the roles have reversed, right? So I think that there's no way like around it, in the sense that there are those that if you once held power, that and now that's taken from you or you don't have it, that people will feel a certain way. But I think that what is important, I think in what we are now seeking to do and this conference and what Minister Percy is sharing is more so in the sense of black empowerment and the need for us in the diaspora here in the Bahamas to know what it is in terms of where you've come from, to come back home, to see it for yourself, to experience it firsthand so you can have a greater love and appreciation for who you are and where you came from. And I think that's the main premise and focus of it.
Absolutely. And then let me also chip in this. It is not the coming together of black race in the area of trade and investment.
Yes.
Does it mean that we are doing so to antagonize a white person? Okay? We are doing so, most importantly, for our own unism, because look at what is happening in Israel and Palestine.
Yeah.
Today, as we speak,
yeah,
a lot of countries have come out to recognize the Palestine states. Mm-hmm. Okay? Look at what is happening in Ukraine and Russia. So every, of course, look at what is happening in the Gulf area. When you go to Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Arabia is now opening up,
mm-hmm,
because there is a certain mentality that they were holding in the past. But now, Qatar has opened up, Dubai has opened up, that sub-region, every
so it's now time for Africa.
It is the time for us to open up.
To do the exact same
Absolutely.
Thing. I love it. So you want to invite persons though to the event?
Yes. And so if you want to hear more from Minister Percy, a little bit more about the conference and what took place, what was shared, and then where do we go from here, and how can you be a part of the process if you want to return home to Ghana, return home to Africa, Dr. Jacinta Higgs, along with Civil Society Bahamas, Dr. Anthony Hamilton, will be holding a special meeting at Akefren International Academy Saturday, tomorrow at 3 p.m. And so if you want to be a part of that, we're inviting the general public to come out and to attend.
Give them a number to call, quickly.
And a number to call if you want to experience this. I don't have Doc's number right here, but 825-0559. 825-0559 if you want to learn more and hear more from Minister Percy and be a part of that experience. That's tomorrow, Saturday at 3 p.m. at Akefren International Academy in Fox Hill.
Well, thank you so very kindly. That's the show today. Minister Percy, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to join us. I want you to come back again. I'd like to have this, no matter where you are, over Zoom to dive deeper
Absolutely.
Into the conversation.
Absolutely.
We wish you the absolute best as you move
thank
forward
you so
towards
much.
Your election in December.
Thank you so much.
And hope for your success so when we come back, we can get slackness from
thank
Africa.
You.
Amen.
Yes, you can
also,
go down.
And also, let me just tell the general public that I thank them for listening. And if you want to come to Africa, if you want to come home, we have what you call Yenkofie. Yenkofie literally means let's go home.
All right.
Let's
so
go home.
So send me the information.
I'll send you and you give it to
me. And I give it to everyone, okay? Guys,
all
that's
right.
The show today. We're going to see you on Monday. Godspeed right here on the foundation. Have a beautiful and safe weekend. Enjoy yourselves, guys. We're going to see you on Monday. Godspeed right here on the foundation.
I brought something from Ghana.
The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.